All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday, April 5th, 2014. Glad to always have my good friend here and partner, co-host sometimes here, Woody Lashin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Anthony. You know, I'm listening to a little Bruce Springsteen, and it's thinking me it's golf time.
Exactly. After a pretty long and depressing winter, we were just talking before the show. We can't remember a winter that's been this, you know, depressing, number one, and long and cold. It's one polar vortex after another.
Yeah, it's just been tough on your golf. You know, I mean, you can't even think golf. People aren't even thinking golf because we were so trapped inside. And if you didn't get a chance to get away and go someplace warm for a couple of days this winter, you've got to just be begging to get out and, you know, see a little green and hit the little white ball around.
Exactly. And speaking of getting away, you did happen to get away. We're going to get to that in 1 second, so we're a little jealous of that. But we're going to take
business,
a short break.
Business.
right. Air quotes, business. We'll be right back. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabiel has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. In studio is the co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin. Woody, a terrible winter, but you did get a chance to get away. You went to the PGA merchandise show. You went on a little golf boondoggle a little bit not too long ago. But, you know, how was your winter? How was the PGA show?
Well, my winter was long cold, but the PGA show is always a bright week for us. You know, we go to Orlando. It's in Orlando, and it's middle of January, and we get the chance to spend a whole week with people in the golf industry. We try to stay away from what typically you'd see as a marketing person. So when you read your Golf Digest or you read stuff online, you're reading stuff from the marketing people. And I'm not really interested in the marketing people. I'm interested in the engineers. How does a product perform? Why is it performing a certain way? What are they thinking about and trying to do? And we get to do that at the PGA show, and it's great. I bring a bunch of my staff. This year I had Kirk, as always, Ono, as always, and Sonny, who's new with us. Mm-hmm. And we just spend time learning. We get to play golf with Mike Shatora one day at Acra Day, which Acra's a big shaft company, and they have this day where they try and get the best top club fitters in the country together. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're trying to promote their company a little bit, but they're really trying to promote club fitting because they feel that if they promote club fitting, more and more of the club fitters will use their product because they have a good product. So.
And Mike Shatora from the equipment editor at Golf Digest.
Yes. So he comes, and we get to talk to him and pick his brain a little bit. He's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to equipment. And then we get to go and speak to engineers. I won't tell you the company, but there was one company where we're talking to one of the junior engineers, if you will. He's, you know, not one of the top guys. And he told us something, and we're kind of looking at each other. We're going, it doesn't make sense, but we couldn't disprove it. Mm-hmm. And so we left, and we talked to a couple other engineers we know, and we said, well, we were told this by this company. And they go, that doesn't work that way. And this is what they explained to us, and then we figured it out. And we went back there, and all of a sudden they got another engineer to come talk to us. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, to get them straightened out.
Who are these guys asking these questions? How do they know this stuff?
They didn't know who they were dealing with.
But, you know, we're doing that because we're interested in performance. I want to help golfers play better golf. And getting an opportunity to speak to those guys that actually designed the golf club and why they designed it to do X, Y, and Z. I think there's, you know, a lot of companies look at it from different standpoints,
mm-hmm.
and I think that there's not one right one. It's there's right and wrong ones for each golfer.
Sure.
So depending upon what you do. To that point, I actually got a chance to go out to Ping also in February. They had a big key accounts seminar, and you know, they are all engineers. That's all they do. They don't really have marketing people, which is very refreshing for a guy like myself that you walk around and every other guy you're talking to is an engineer.
Right, right.
And it's neat to see their take on stuff, how they're trying to design stuff around their you know, their engineers for their kind of player, what they think their player is. And one of the most amazing things they showed me was they showed on driver hits the amount of area that a tour pro uses on a driver face. And then they had a tour pro, they had like a 0-5 handicap and a 5-15 handicap.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that the tour pro has, you know, less than a dime.
Yeah, right.
It was a quarter.
Wow.
It was just amazing how they're not – and I in thinking about it, the game of golf today is a power game.
Right.
So they're using that forgiveness that's there, and they're letting themselves swing much harder, where if they wanted to make it a dime, they could.
Right.
But they couldn't swing as hard as they do.
Well, if you – I wonder what the difference if you went and threw back – you know, you gave them
a dime. If you go back to the Wooden Woods.
Sure, 360 cc heads, you know, you
360. Had to, well, talk about 170, my friend.
360. You're older than me. What do you want from me? I want to go back. You mentioned a good point before, and before I forget, how big is the gap between the marketing aspect and the real technical aspect?
Oh, it's huge.
Like you mentioned the marketing being what you see in Golf Digest and Golf Week and whatever, the magazines all over the place. But the real technology, there's a big gap from what the people understand and what is really going on with the clubs.
I think it's one of the things, obviously I know the golf industry, I don't know most of this, but in the golf industry, they're trying to dumb it down. So that everybody gets it. And I would rather do a better job of educating people so that they're smarter and understand it more than dumb it down so it's easier to understand for the person who's really, you know, if you're really into golf, you want to really know the insides and outs of why something works. You're not interested, oh, this is supposed to go further, but why does it go further?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes further if you have this kind of golf swing, if you're hitting up on it, if you're hitting down on it. You know, what happens when you start moving the center of gravity? All different good and bad things are going to happen as you move that around. And so the marketing people are not interested they're interested in dumbing it down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you can read in two lines, oh, this golf club does this.
Right.
They're not interested in explaining technically. And quite honestly, it's hard to. I mean, if you talk to one of these engineers, they're not speaking English sometimes.
Yeah, right, sure, sure.
And you know, fortunately, I have a little bit of background with my education, and I have some incredible guys that work for me that you know we're always asking questions, trying to learn. So when you have that, you're able to have conversations with them, and then when they kind of understand that you understand what you're talking about, they will go on and they'll go even deeper into it as to what they're trying to do.
Talk a little bit about the people think that, you know, obviously you've been around over 30 years, club fitting. You're one of the best in your field, top 100 according to Golf Digest, which is well-deserved.
Yeah, I'm a legend in my own mind. That's about it.
Well, definitely on Long Island. No, but seriously, I don't think people appreciate the level of testing you guys do every year so that you can speak, you know, to the equipment that you're recommending for people who are coming in for fittings. It's pretty expensive. I mean, I've seen your social media, especially Kirk. I know he does a lot of it.
Oh boy, he does a lot of tests. Kirk do a lot of testing. Thank you, Kirk.
You know, but it's amazing. People would, you know, if you don't love golf, you could not do what Kirk does because it's obvious how much he loves it because of how what some might see is how tedious it is. But I mean, he's measuring everything.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, I think that's because we love golf. We love golf and we love what we do, and so we want to be better. I always feel like that if you're striving to be better in whatever your craft is, I use an example. So for somebody to know, my wife has had a heart transplant, and so I'm a little familiar with doctors. And you get to meet some of these doctors you really respect and you really know, and you're like, wow, this doctor's a genius. And then as you get to know them, they start telling you, well, I went to this class. I'm trying to learn a little bit more about this. And you're going, but shouldn't she know everything? But they don't necessarily know everything, and they know they don't know everything, and they're going and they're trying to learn more and more and more from other doctors who are doing things maybe differently.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see that, I go, oh, well, that's what I try and do. Obviously, I'm not saving people's lives,
right.
And that testing aspect of trying different things and saying what works for this person, what doesn't work for that person, so that when someone comes in, we can make it streamlined, you know, and someone might ask about a particular product. Say, well, it's not going to work here. We'll hit it, and you'll see what happens. You go, oh, okay.
Right. Because a lot of people get caught up in that marketing part of it, and they're like, oh, I want to come in. I want to try this. And they have no idea that that is not made for them. And to your point to testing, you never know what's going to be the one thing that clicks for somebody, right?
Right, exactly. And that's the more testing you do on different levels of players, the more you have an idea. You still have to test with the individual because mm-hmm. – you could say, well, this is supposed to work, and it's not working for them. Why? Maybe because the color of the head, they look at it, and they just can't deal with how the club looks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to swing it well. And that's an emotional thing. It's golf.
Right. And people want to show up with that new club, the one that people are talking about, or this and that. And they come in, and you're right, it's emotionally based, and then they come in and they find out it's not the best for them, and that's a tough thing for them to deal with as well.
Yeah, but I think most of the time when someone says, "Well, I wanted this, but boy, this other one," that's just starting to look really good.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with more from Woody Lashin from his winter down in Orlando. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Always a pleasure to have in studio my good friend, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop, Woody Lashin. Woody, the time has come, even though it's been a depressing winter, it's been a cold spring. I mean, last year, like you said earlier, I'm not sure we had a spring, we just went right to summer, but the Masters is upon us, the golfing world is ready to burst out, you know, out of this doldrums, and what do you think?
First of all, I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the Masters. You know, it's my favorite event. Love to watch it. And I think golf season starts with the Masters and,
yep.
you know, gets us thinking golf and, hey, let's get out there. And,
yep.
You know, no Tiger this year. I think that's probably a good thing, quite honestly, because, you know, he gets so much attention. He's so good there, although he hasn't won in 9 years there.
Right. But he always is up there. I mean, it's
but he's
obvious.
Always up there. And, yep. We got a lot of nice young guns playing good golf, so I think it's going to be an exciting Masters.
It's interesting, someone from your standpoint, for someone in the industry to say that golf, you know, that you think it's a good thing that Tiger won't be there when they think that, you know, some of the people, like 25% people will watch less because he's not there.
Yeah, well, I think the not avid golfer is they're not going to watch because they want to watch Tiger. They want to see Tiger.
Right.
But the avid golfer loves Augusta. They love watching good golf. You've still got, you know, Mickelson's going to be there. Couples will be there. Cabrera will be there. You know, guys that have been doing it for a while. And so I think that the real Intuit golfer is going to be, as always, enjoying it.
Right. And who doesn't love the pageantry, the green, you know, green grass?
By the way, if Tiger was winning every year, it'd be great. But he hasn't won in 9 years there.
True.
Got to win.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the Masters.
Favorite part of the Masters?
What's my favorite part? Sunday afternoon on the back nine, I think, which is probably most people's favorite time. But, you know, there's nothing better than being in front of the TV. You know, usually I DVR my golf.
Right.
But the Masters, because there's no commercials really.
Right.
Where you can watch it live, and it's just great Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I like the music. I love that. And when that comes on, and it just kind of gets the juices flowing. And
hello, friends.
Hello. Nance, you know, sometimes he's a little over the top, but... I love everything about the Masters. It's why we love the game when you watch it.
That's right. And how about our Long Islander here? It's going to be doing the
drive chip, and putt. Yeah, Sean Hazelton, I think is how you pronounce the last name. He's a 13-year-old who's been playing on the golf team, Sable golf team. Believe he's already scheduled to go to Hofstra, if I'm not mistaken, but won a local qualifier at Bethpage. And then the regional qualifier at Eisenhower, and is gearing up to he's in Augusta right now.
Yeah, I think that's it's actually Sunday. I think they're
Sunday.
Doing it,
right? Yep, Golf Channel will be doing all the coverage for it. And you've been in the industry a long time. Has the Masters with the drive, chip, and putt done more to grow the game than any of the other initiatives, if you will? In the last year?
I think it's a huge thing to grow the game. And I think you're probably right. It's probably done more than anything else. It's getting, you know, young people excited about playing golf. And, hey, if you it's giving a carrot. You win one of these, you get to go to Augusta.
Right. You get to play Augusta. You know what I mean? Not just go.
So
You're playing on the...
on the 18th hole, I think they're doing that.
Right.
That tournament.
It's amazing.
I think it's great. You know, the guys at Augusta have such great golf minds. And as trying to grow the game, and you know the par 3 tournament. Who else? What other tournament has anything like that?
Right.
You know, and where you get to see those guys. You know, obviously, you know, there was really no video of it. Now you get to see a little bit of it. Where they're more relaxed. I mean, as a golf fan, I suspect that par 3 tournament is probably one of the best things to go see.
Yeah.
Because the players are relaxed. They're having fun. They're joking with the crowd.
Well, and their kids are there. And anybody, you know, parent who has their kids with them on such an event like that, you know, in a setting like that, you know, they're brimming with pride. They obviously love their children. And that you get them at their best.
Right. Well, and that's trying to grow the game of golf. I mean... You know, we were talking the other day where we had a bunch of golf salesmen, you know, for different companies. None of their kids play golf.
Interesting.
And, you know, how is the game of golf going to survive if the young kids aren't playing golf?
I wonder what the reason for that is, that, you know.
You know, I think it's not as easily accessible. It takes too much time. You know, it's not as popular as the other sports, or as easy to play as some. You know, I think there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah, no, I meant like with the why the children of people in the industry not playing. I wonder if it's, you know, if they're overexposed to it or something to that effect.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, but you know, it's interesting that they're not. And
yeah,
you know, we want to grow the game. Got to get them playing golf.
And there's a lot that people are doing to try and grow the game, including, you know, like the Golf Digest, and we'll get to that, I guess, in a little bit for the with Paulina Gretzky on the cover. It's caused quite a stir. You know, they said that they were trying to get. Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
We can talk about that. I think anything that helps get people talking about golf is a great thing.
Yeah,
we need people talking about golf. Listening to Morning Drive this morning, and they had Holly Saunders on, and you know she was on the inaugural fitness cover last year, and
she's someone who's in the golf industry.
Right. Well, I understand that.
You know.
But the fact that Golf Digest is going to try and do a fitness issue every year, mm-hmm. I think is great.
Sure.
You know, forever, when I was a kid growing up, golfers were fat and out of shape.
Right.
They weren't athletes.
Sure.
And getting people to think that golf, you have to be an athlete because you do.
Right.
I don't care what tour pro it is, female, male. If you're not in tip-top shape, you can't compete on tour today.
Definitely not.
And the best amateur players are all in great shape.
Yep.
So if you want to play great golf, you've got to be in better shape. And I think it's great that they're bringing that to the forefront. And if they're going to do that issue every year,
sure.
I think it's spectacular.
Sure, and I'm sure they'll have Gary Player on it to do, at some point, doing the fitness. But I guess my concern with the Paulina Gretzky thing is I feel like it's a little bit of a slap in the face to the LPGA, given the time that it's taken – given the minimal exposure that the LPGA has gotten on the cover of Golf Digest as a whole. If they had celebrated MV Park for winning three majors and two-thirds of the Grand Slam, recently or other LPGA professionals, whatever the case may be, this wouldn't stand out as much. But given the vacancy of LPGA players on the Golf Digest covers this, it makes it stands in stark contrast to what you do when you have Paulina Gretzky on there. And to me, it sounds like it says that that Golf Digest doesn't value the LPGA product or what they're trying to do.
Well, I think what Golf Digest is trying to do is sell magazines.
True,
that's what their goal is, sell magazines. Listen, the magazine industry in general is in a lot of trouble. They got to sell magazines. I quite honestly don't feel it's their job to promote the LPGA Tour or golf. And when I say that, one of my best friends has played the Ladies Tour for 20 years, and I understand that it doesn't get the attention that I believe it should get.
Sure.
But maybe this will open a door. Maybe next year when they do the fitness issue, there'll be someone from the LPGA Tour and they'll put on there, and that will help a tour. The mm-hmm. fact that we're talking about it,
right.
We're talking about something to do with women's golf, which we would not be talking about normally.
Yes,
they're doing a great job.
Yeah, no.
If people are talking about it.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
Now, it's no question. Like I said, I just wish if they had done more in the past, it wouldn't seem as bad. This choice being now, being somebody who really has little to do with golf. I mean, let's face it.
Right.
She dates, Dustin Johnson, and that her father plays in the BMW Nationwide Pro-Am Championship that they do on the Nationwide Tour there, or the Web.com Tour, excuse me. So he is connected to golf, and more of the father than it is the daughter. But
right.
The father doesn't look like the daughter.
If they put Michelle Wee on the cover, we'd be talking about it?
No. You
wouldn't even know she was there.
If we had MB Park, we wouldn't be saying with a crown on it saying three quarters of the we wouldn't be talking about it. I agree. I'm just saying that if you are a Golf Digest, if you are one of the magazines in your industry, I think it's not your job, but maybe it's a little bit of an obligation to service the people that you're covering.
Well, I think the information's in the magazine, though.
Yeah. Well, right. All right, we can go along. We can go around the circle on this one. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be back. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorcher.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. In studio, my good friend Woody Lashin, co-owner of Pete's Golf Shop. Woody, you have an important event coming up for you, one thing you do every year, the Masters Preview. Talk a little bit about that.
It's a little event that we do at our store, and we invite about 40 golfers that haven't experienced Pete's Golf, and we have a little mini club fitting, mini putter fitting. Mm-hmm. Got a couple cool things this year. We got Dr. Yohei Takada is going to give people a physical evaluation for their golf game.
Mm-hmm.
I have the owner of Piccolo's restaurant down a block from us, who happened to have just been on New Channel 4 actually for their homemade ravioli. He's going to be cooking up some ravioli. And
nice.
Then we've got Ben Hogan Wines is going to be there, letting them people taste a little bit of the Ben Hogan wine.
I
would say this to the listeners: if you're on our email newsletter list, Monday there'll be our Pete's Golf Masters pool will be in your inbox. And if you haven't signed up for us, send us an email at info@petesgolf.com, and we'll get you on that list. We got some pretty cool prizes.
We got to pick six.
We're picking eight this year. Actually.
Oh, eight.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
did six
up.
Last year, and
yep.
we had a couple ties, and we gave out all prizes, which we're nice guys. But this year we're trying to have no ties, so we're gonna go for eight golfers.
And what are you giving away this year?
Well, first prize is a set of wine from Ben Hogan. This their top five wines. Second place is a ping putter that we're going to custom fit for you.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to figure out what's the best model for you, and we're gonna give it to you. And then third place is going to be two Vokey SM5 wedges. Also, again, we're going to put you through fitting and figure out what's best for you. Right, everything and shaft length, bounce, loft. And get you going there. So it's three pretty cool prizes.
Yeah.
All you got to do is pick the top eight guys.
Oh,
you're
going to
win the maximum amount of money. Good luck.
I enjoyed that last year. To that event you did last year, it's just nice to see people going through the process and learning. It's amazing to me that how people every year it seems to be so surprised on how much they didn't know about club fitting.
You know what? It's interesting. I think once people understand what real club fitting is, as opposed to what, you know, again, marketing club fitting is.
Right, sure.
And they understand the difference, and they see that they can play better golf. At the end of the day, it's all everyone wants to do is play better golf. And
sure.
If you could play better golf through your equipment, then we can help you. And if we can't, we'll tell you. There's nothing wrong with your equipment. It's got to, you know, go see your PGA pro.
I know. You said that to me once. About 4 years ago. I tell that story all the time. That I went there and I couldn't figure out what was up with the I wasn't sure if it was the right shaft or what it was, and that was exactly what you said. You said, I can't help you. And you said, just, you know, go see your professional and work on your swing, and that's it. Because I was, you know, this was back before I started seeing you. I was properly fitted, and you told me, you know, there's nothing more I can do for you.
Well, just be honest. I feel that's the best way to do it. Just be honest, and people will come back.
Well, honestly, I can't think of a better first guest to have on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you in studio, and I really appreciate not only your support but your friendship. I really
thanks
a lot.
Anthony. Well, I'm going to try and do it once a month. So,
all right.
Hopefully, people enjoy hearing me blabber.
Well, I think there's, you know, I think now that the On Par radio show is off, I think spring will now show up. I think the world will be right again.
Ah, Anthony, you're right on there. Right on there.
Thanks, Woody. Thanks for coming in. And thanks for those of you around the country, Long Island, for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to the On Par radio show. We'll be back next week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.